enjoyed this. I'm not very good in math. And reading the rules has always been a challenge. So what I have found is that wood allows you a little bit of margin for error, and I need it. Fact is, at the table I'm working on yesterday, I ended up having to cut off quite a bit of work that didn't turn out right, and had to do it over again. It also teaches you patience, because the wood will only allow you to go to a certain extent, and then after that, there's failure of one type or another. I love the feel of it, I love the smell of it, I love the green and the figuring, and I like the idea that I'm making something that possibly will go on after I'm done. If they wanted some help by the moon, they would put it by the bowl when they left. Yeah, I stick with my workshop a maximum of 3 people, just because I want to have enough time to make sure they leave if they're both finished. And some people need a little more help than others. And if I had more, plus you're working with a sharp tool, and it's something that a lot of the people are not good with, just everyday people that decide they want to make their own bow, and they make their one bow, and that's usually the end of their experience, except they have the bow. But we've had other people return. I have one individual that's making a bowl pretty much every year for all of his children. So I think he has one more to go. I hope so. From the way they act, when they see the bowls and they put the mineral oil on it and pop the collar out, your big dream. I do it on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's the people at work, and most of them just have